All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this past Sunday saw the University of Florida find themselves a new head football coach, and it's a familiar face to the Florida family as former Mississippi State head football coach Dan Mullen is set to take over in Gainesville. And hopefully for the folks that follow the Florida Gators, Mullen will restore some order. Of course, this was a very tough season for the Florida Gators. They began, they were one of the top teams in the SEC East, and they finished their regular season on that abysmal losing streak. They lost their last five conference games after beginning 3-0 in the SEC. They lost to arch rival Florida State, and they finished this year with a record of 4-7. And of course, the school parted with Jim McElwain midseason. Now, Florida had recruited former Oregon head coach Chip Kelly, and of course, he decided to take the UCLA job. And then Florida was also seeking to court current Central Florida head football coach in Scott Frost, and they decided to pass on Frost, where the writing is on the wall that Scott Frost is going to take over at Nebraska. And I don't blame Florida for really waiting around to go back and forth with Nebraska, because of course Scott Frost played for Nebraska and led them to a national championship in 1997. So it's all basically set in stone that if Nebraska wants him, they will get him. Now, Florida, you know, had to reshuffle, but they set their sights on Mullen and they got their guy. And from 2005 to 2008, Mullen was the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach for Florida. And during his tenure in Gainesville, the Gators won a pair of national championships. Then Mullen got the Mississippi State job in 2009, and he had some success because outside of his first year in Starkville, where the Bulldogs were 5-7, he led this squad to a bowl game in each year. And you go back to 2014, Mississippi State had one of their best seasons as they were 10-3. And at one point, they had reached the number one ranking in the college football playoff. So you look at Mullen, he did more with less at Starkville because, you know, Mississippi State obviously doesn't have the football budget that Florida does. Mississippi State doesn't have the facilities that Florida does. Mullen does know how to recruit in Florida, and that's going to be big because he's reunited with a very familiar face now in Scott Strickland, who is a current athletic director at Florida. And prior to taking over at Florida, he was the AD at Mississippi State. So there is that familiarity there. Now, in 9 seasons at Mississippi State, Mullen was 69-46, but he was only 33-39 in the SEC. With that said, on a yearly basis, Mullen had to deal with Alabama, LSU, Auburn, and Texas A&M in that SEC West. And if you look at that competition, you also throw Ole Miss into that as well, because Ole Miss did make a New Year's Six bowl game. Matter of fact, they made a couple of New York Six bowl game appearances. So these are some of the teams that Mullen had to contend with on that ledger of the conference. Now, he's got to go out there and he's got to try to restore some order at Florida, because it all starts with their offense. And when you think back to Florida's glory years, the 90s with Steve Spurrier, then the mid-2000s with Urban Meyer, these guys combined to win 3 national championships at Florida, and it was all about that explosive offense. And if you look at Florida's offense under their last two head coaches in Will Muschamp and Jim McElwain, it simply was not there. Florida has been atrocious on the offensive side of the ball, and that is something that the Gators are going to have to get back to. How did they do that? First and foremost, Florida's facilities have slipped by the wayside as far as things go in the SEC. and there is a renovation process that is taking place on the Gainesville campus to improve those facilities at Florida. And also a bigger thing is recruiting inside of the state of Florida is so tough right now. You look at Florida State, you look at Miami, you look at Central Florida, you look at South Florida, you look at Florida International and Florida Atlantic, and all of these teams have head coaches who have big names. Mark Richt is at Miami. Jimbo Fisher is at Florida State. Butch Davis is at Florida International. Lane Kiffin is at Florida Atlantic. Scott Forrest is currently at Central Florida. And Charlie Strong is at South Florida. So Mullen has to hit the ground running and go out there and recruit. And the Gators do have one of the better recruiting classes coming into 2018. But they also got to go out there and they got to find a way to hit home runs on offense, especially at the quarterback position, because they've had a major dry spell there. And I mean, you think back, like I said, you think back to the glory days of this Florida team. It was that fun and gun offense of Spurrier. And then, of course, you know, Urban Meyer and Dan Mullen with that spread with the likes of Tim Tebow, Percy Harvin, Dallas Baker, just to name a few as far as like the productive players that came out of that class. That's what Florida needs to get back to. So I think that's going to be Mullen's job ahead. And I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, I know that McElwain won the SEC East in each of his two full seasons at Florida, but it was kind of like fool's gold because the SEC East was weak. Somebody had to win it. Florida took care of it. They took care of their business against in the games that they were supposed to win, but they clearly weren't on the level of Alabama, and that showed in their two beatdowns in the SEC championship game. It's going to take a lot of hard work, and I think first and foremost, what Mullen's going to have to do, he's going to have to make this Gators team competitive, and especially on the offensive end, because when you've watched Florida over the past few years on third down, you almost anticipate them having to punt. With Spurrier and Meyer, you know, on third down, the fun and excitement was just beginning. So that is definitely something that Mullen is going to have to improve. But I tell you like this, Mullen's been a part of the Gator family before. He knows what it takes to win in Gainesville. He gets it there. And like I said, I think as long as people are patient with Dan Mullen in Gainesville, like I said before, it's not going to happen overnight. But as long as people are patient with Dan Mullen in Gainesville, I think good things are on the horizon for the Gators program. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, you can check out the Facebook group at the Sports Depot 365, and you are more than welcome to check it out and be a part of one of the best group chats going on the web. You can also check me out this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on a 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge show on blogtalkradio.com, where I will be recapping the NFL action from week number 13. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.